Ireland's Classic Hits Radio presents Ukrainian Voices in Ireland.
What is your name and where are you from?
My name is Sergey Balan. I live in Kamen for more than 22 years. I'm originally from Ukraine. I came here a long time ago for the learn English and then stay here for a longer time now. I'm full-time worker into the Mushroom Farm, farm manager, and then I'm chairman of Association of Ukrainian Republic of Ireland. We are start our active work since war started to help Ukraine and Ukrainians to survive in that war and help all Ukrainians who is already came to Ireland. And same time, we want to say thank you to Irish people who help Ukrainians to give to them roof, to give to them second home, and then actually to the nation what they give to us, because we are sending to Ukraine medical and humanitarian stuff, more than 20 million euro worth it, and then it is lots of ambulance vehicles, and then generator, and lots of things, and then we want to say thank you, Ireland, for what they're doing for Ukrainians.
When Ukrainians come to Ireland, they must be very happy to find there is an association like your one that can help them because you speak the language, because I believe not too many people from Ukraine speak English.
Absolutely. It is actually very, very little people speaking, especially, you know, that's oldest ages. Myself, you know, long time ago, when I came here, I was lost in the language because it's my like national language, or my language what I studied in Ukraine school was French, and then German in university, and English it's not zero, and then it was very difficult. And then why we try all Ukrainians, I called Ukrainians who's they coming to Ireland earlier. It was big support from them to help them translate them, try to, you know, that organizing translation for their social welfare, for everything to, you know, settle down.
Yeah.
And actually lots of support from Ukrainian and then Irish organization, non-government organization who's give great support.
From talking to Ukrainians who came here 2 years ago, Sergey, what is the feeling? Are they very happy to be here in Ireland, or would they do they want to be at home in Ukraine?
Everybody wants back home. Lots of people have no home to come back because it's lots of territory occupied. And unfortunate things, you know, that they have no home to come back. You know, that there's lots of houses or not housing flats destroyed by Russian artillery, and then it, you know, that's on bombs, people have no home to come back. And same time, lots of people, economy, it is broken at the moment, have no work, and then very hard to survive into the country where that war is going on there. And then it is great support from the Irish government. Actually, it is overwhelming as well, because that if they doing too much, they not encourage people to come to work. Some people using, actually, be honest, some people using situation, but generally people very happy to get that support from the Irish government and the Irish people.
This is Ukrainian Voices in Ireland. You can catch up on all the episodes which are available as a podcast. Just search Ireland's Classic Hits Ukrainian Voices. This has been a Sound and Vision initiative funded by Cumhuisiú na mBean with the television license fee.